It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Yep, the rumor's true. Heartline's back on the air. We're at Jerry Brenneman's office at Evangel Home. Jerry's the director. And Jerry, it's been a fascinating last few weeks. It seems like there's been such a diverse sequence of stories of the women we've had come in to sit down and tell their stories. And today, for our listening friends, it will have been three women who've been in here to sit down and tell their stories. We're just kind of trying to get some stories backed up. We've got Mylinda here today. And she's been here before.
Yes, and our parade of diverse stories continues.
Yeah.
I love that, Jim, that every woman in this home, no matter what program, and no matter how similar their stories might seem on the surface, underneath they are all very different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mylinda is here now and graduated in 2008. So she's an old-timer. What is she doing living here again?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mylinda, allow me a minute to share why you're here. And by the way, she's answering phones this morning, so we had to grab her off the phones to do the radio.
So if the phone rings and rings and rings, you understand?
Yes, rings and rings. I think she probably took care of that, too. She takes care of business. You know, Mylinda is quiet. She's not a drama queen. You don't. But she just takes care of business. And I remember that when she was here. She's young. What are you now, 24?
26.
26. But I remember when she was here as a teenager, basically early 20s, being very impressed with, she was kind of, I remember making a comment about she was probably the point guard on the basketball team or something, and she was, or at least she played basketball. She's just, you know, just give me the ball, let me do my job. But then things happened. So she graduated in 2008. I remember that beautiful ceremony, and you were holding your oldest daughter, I remember, in that picture, and your folks were in that picture. And she went off, and as many graduates do, they do okay, and then things begin to gang up on them again. Mm-hmm. And that's not unique. I mean, we've been graduating people since 1986, and so things don't always stay on the lived happily ever after path.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, Jim, when graduates of one of our long-term programs, the Garden or Crossroads, have called and said, can I come back? We've said no. Or we have said, come back to the crisis home until you can get situated. And that's all we could offer them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we began to see in the last couple of years with the economy the way it is, with daycare so hard to get, with changes in cash assistance and what and the requirements were, some of our women who were doing so well, it just became really, really hard. And so when they would call to come back, and I think we had three or four almost the same time this year, we said, come back, let's see what we can do. Now, we wouldn't say that to everybody because not all graduates, you know, some graduates kind of graduate with about a C-minus average.
Yeah.
It's always kind of like... But we've got some really top-notch women, Mylinda being one of them, that why allow her to be out there and see the dark part of her life begin to take over and then we don't offer mm-hmm. any help? When she sees those shadows and she wants help and she calls one of the few places she got it, I think we owe our graduates that. We mm-hmm. almost owe them a lifetime of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. So here she is today. She's living in an apartment again. We still don't really quite know what our program is for her. But she sure looks better than she did a couple months ago when she came in.
Mylinda, why did you come to Evangel Home in 07 or whenever that was?
I had left an abusive relationship. And so when I had left, my grandpa actually knew of this place. One of his wives actually graduated from the garden program. So he referred me over here. So I called on his referral.
Okay. I just want to clear up one of his wives. He doesn't have like six at one time.
He's not a polygamist.
No, yeah.
They were sequential.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thought crossed my mind too.
I can just hear their phones ringing out.
So you came into the crisis shelter and then into Crossroads?
Yes.
Okay. How would you summarize that period of time in your life, the period of time when you were a resident here?
You know what? I really got more connected to God. I really stayed focused on working my program and changing myself for the better. I can remember coming in with basketball shorts and a big T-shirt. And leaving, I left with I can't think of the word, self-esteem.
Okay.
I left with, a positiveness. I left happy.
Okay. So you completed the program, you graduated, you went out into the real world. Were you able to find work?
Actually, I went to, they helped me, Evangel Home helped me back at, to go to school. I went to Healed, and then I went, after Healed, I ended up getting involved with another relationship, and it became abusive once again. I became codependent once again, and decided that I needed to get out of it. So I basically left everything and ran away with my kids. At that point, I had two more kids on top of the two kids I had. So as of right now, I have four kids, feeling like I needed to become more healthier to get out of the relationship.
And this is one of those times, Jim, where I know people listening are saying, why do you keep having kids? Because that's the question I ask. It's like, don't you know how expensive they are? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? But no, many women don't. And they really think the answer to getting rid of those shadows and getting light in their life is the commitment of a man. And so it is a trap. And we just keep falling into it. So for Melinda, again, to recognize she was doing the same thing means that's probably something we need to work on here. Mm-hmm. Here's this beautiful young woman, very bright. Why is that so attractive? That's something I hope we can find out before we let her go this time. Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do. Our program for graduates, instead of them leaving when they want to, we'll force them to stay here until we let him go.
Well, with counseling, I started doing the Safe People. We started reading the Safe People book, and that's a little bit more. I know what I learned. I could tell you what I was taught here, but it doesn't say what your heart says. It isn't that codependency, and that's also an addiction, that codependency that you have to pretty much work for your whole life. And I noticed that more. As soon as I got into the relationship, I took my eyes more off on God and put Him first instead of putting God first, because I was really dedicated into church and I was really going to church and helping out and being more involved. Well, then I started focusing more on being involved with Him than being involved with God. And I think that's where I messed up. As soon as I started focusing my eyes on someone else, I started leading off away from Him.
Was the someone else a man who was in love with God also?
Actually, his mom was more in love with God. His mom was a pastor. She was more of a mentor. She was my mentor. I mean, I love this woman. And I just so happened to get with her son, her baby boy, and I see the kind of...
And you would think that would be a good thing then, because you know his mother, who's a pastor, who mentored you. So... Mm-hmm. That was kind of a double trap in a way. What are you learning here maybe, Melinda, that's going to prevent that in the future?
Just to stay focused on God, to put Him first and not to put anybody else first or anything else first. Because I noticed that the more I put Him first, the more I do dedicate myself to Him. And I'm not going back into wanting to be loved by someone else. And if I'm loved by Him, then I really don't need anybody else. It's nice to have someone else, but not to need someone else.
Yeah.
And this is not an unusual story.
No, it's not.
It happens all the time through all layers of society that people become codependent and lose sight of the focus of love God
first
and love people next. And it has to stay in that order.
And even before you love your children, it's more important that the husband and the wife love each other first. Mm-hmm. And so many of our women miss that step. Mm-hmm. They think that they got it right, except obviously the guy doesn't love them as much as they think. Mm-hmm. And so guess who ends up taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And Jim, you've heard me rant and rave, and many people have, about that very thing, that if we had more good, godly men who took their responsibility seriously, we would turn things around in a generation.
Mm-hmm.
The man that my Linda was with might have been a good man, might have been a godly man, but I don't think so right now. I don't think he would have let her get in that situation had he been fully taking care of his responsibility.
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot of use for people who are abusive to other people, and certainly not a man to a woman. That's cowardly. Are you getting counseling?
Yes, they're providing counseling here at the home.
Okay, and you're living in an apartment?
Yes.
And are your kids here?
Yes, I have all four.
Okay. Wow. What do you want from Evangel Home right now?
Right now, I just feel more, I need a little bit more. I know I need the counseling. I know the safe people that we're working with, the book, understanding the safeness in ourselves and the unsafeness in ourselves that attracts the unsafe people. And I think they're really helping me out with understanding. I mean, I read some of the book, but actually reading the book and getting in depth with it and understanding the unsafeness in ourselves that gets us like into situations like that. I think they're really helping me on understanding how I got right back into the same situation.
Okay. Did it surprise you when you realized you'd done it again?
No, because they always say an addiction is an addiction for life. And whether it's a drug and alcohol addiction or it's a codependency and abusive addiction, it's an addiction, and I have to just keep working my program. Maybe not taking it lightly like how I felt, because it wasn't, as you would say, worse than a drug addiction, but it's still an addiction, and still for the rest of my life I have to.
Let's say there's somebody out here, and we're running short of time, but somebody else dealing with this. What do you tell that person?
To love yourself first. To love love God and love yourself. As soon as you start loving God, you start loving yourself. And it's okay to be by yourself. But as soon as you start loving yourself, then you'll understand what it's. You're not always by yourself.
Okay, we're out of time.
Wise.
Yeah,
wise
there's lots of stuff. A lot of places to go yet. Well, my listening friend, thanks for joining us. And if you need help, call us 264-4714. That's 559-264-4714.
And my Linda might answer the phone.
And my Linda might answer the phone. And you can talk to her directly. Answer. Maybe she can give you some answers. Thanks for being with us. And we look forward to our next adventure as we unpack people's lives here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.